This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I got the authority, the Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of Devi. You can bet I stay ready.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi authority. Coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the fantasy authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. This is episode 26, and we're continuing our all Devi conference series. And today we're taking a look at the Pac-12. So I'm going to build a start 10 super flex fantasy team with all the Pac-12 all-stars. So let's go ahead and dive into my quarterbacks. My quarterback one is going to be Caleb Williams from USC. So Caleb Williams comes over with Coach Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. And man, Caleb Williams is a dynamic athlete that has me excited about what we're looking at USC. 6'1", 220 pounds. Last year at Oklahoma, 64.5% completion percentage, 1,912 passing yards, 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. That's a quarterback rating of 169.6 for Caleb. But the dual threat this guy possesses, also 79 carries for 442 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. So just doing it all over the place for Oklahoma last year. This is a former 5-star, top 10 national recruit. Took Spencer Rattler's job last year. So if we rewind a year ago, we were talking about Spencer Rattler as a potential number one overall pick of the NFL draft. And instead, he lost his job to a true freshman, and that's Caleb Williams here that's now at USC. Big arm, playmaker, again, the dual threat. This guy just fits the mold of a number one overall pick for the NFL. He may be that guy in 2024. So my second quarterback, kind of a polar opposite. You know, so Caleb Williams is a 5-star, top 10 national recruit, high-profile transfer, man in L.A. now. This next guy, you can be into college football, and you may have not even heard of him. His name's Cameron Ward, and he's the quarterback at Washington State now. So this is a guy that's transferring there from Incarnate Word. Probably never heard of Incarnate Word, right? So that's how big of a jump Cameron Ward is taking this year, going from Incarnate Word all the way up into the Power 5 to Washington State in the Pac-12. Cameron Ward, 6'2", 220. Last year at the lower level, he was 65.1% completion percentage, 4,648 passing yards, 47 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. That's a QB rating of 154.2. He's a high-risk, high-reward player, but crazy numbers at the lower level there. Almost 5,000 passing yards, almost 50 touchdowns, and this guy has all the tools the NFL is looking for. So we'll see what happens at Washington State for Cameron Ward, but my gosh, I am excited to see how it goes. So let's move on to my running back room. So my running back one is going to be Zach Charbonnet at UCLA. It seems like in Devi, we've been talking about Zach Charbonnet for years, and we have been. I mean, this is his final year in college. He's been around for a while. You may remember he started his career at Michigan and really hit the ground running as a freshman with a big freshman year. We were fired up about Zach Charbonnet. Kind of disappointed his sophomore year, really disappeared for Michigan, ends up transferring to UCLA. And was pretty productive last year in his first year at UCLA. 203 carries, 1,137 rushing yards, 13 rushing touchdowns, and even had 24 catches for 197 receiving yards. This is a guy with great size, 6'1", 220. He's got great contact balance. He's a threat at the goal line. He runs physical. I think with a huge year at UCLA, Zach Charbonnet, with that pedigree and that size can carve out possible second round NFL draft capital going into next year. My second running back, we're going over to Utah, and give me Tavion Thomas. So another big guy. This guy is 6'2", 220 pounds. He's powerful. He's got good vision. He's got good footwork. He's decisive. He's not much of a threat in the receiving game, just 2 catches for 3 yards last year as a receiver. But on the ground, this guy carried the rock 204 times, 1,108 rushing yards, and 21 rushing touchdowns for the Utes. At 6'2", 220, if he can pile up another year that productive or more productive, this is a guy that we should see get some day three NFL draft capital and make it to our dynasty rosters. But let's move to my wide receiver room. All three of my starting wide receivers here are transfers. So with NIL, with the transfer portal, I mean, it is the wild, wild west in college football nowadays, and these wide receivers on my Pac-12 all-Devy team are a good example of that. Without question, my top receiver here is going to be Jordan Addison from USC. So that's the Pittsburgh transfer. The bidding war to get him to USC was very public. We saw Texas. We heard whispers of Alabama. But USC ended up winning out. I think it was $5-plus million, something crazy, to get him there. But this is a guy that's well worth it. He's the Biletnikoff Award winner from last year. He's 6 foot, 175 pounds last year. To win that award, he had 100 receptions, 1,593 receiving yards, and 17 receiving touchdowns. Even had 7 carries for 56 yards and a touchdown as well. But Kenny Pickett and him just absolutely lit it up at Pittsburgh last year. You know, Addison's a guy that's great in the middle of the field. He excels in crossing routes. He's got strong hands. He really does everything you want to see from an NFL wide receiver, and I expect him to get first-round capital going into the NFL next year. Now, Caleb Williams and him coming in, you got two high-profile guys like that. You got an offensive mastermind like Lincoln Riley. What in the world is USC going to look like? You know, it has us excited talking about the amount of talent they have, but, you know, it's a lot of first time there. So we'll see if they start slow, how long it takes them to hit the ground running. What I'm curious, though, is to see how the wide receivers are deployed. So I just mentioned Addison is my wide receiver one on this team. My wide receiver two on this team is Mario Williams, also of USC. So Williams, again, is a transfer into USC as well, but he's from Oklahoma. He came over with Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley. So he's got the familiarity there. He's 5'9", 185, so a smaller guy. 35 catches, 380 receiving yards, and 4 touchdowns as a true freshman at Oklahoma last year. But just an explosive athlete. I mean, you would think him and Addison are the starting receivers there, but there's Gary Bryant Jr. there. There's Jerry Rice's son, Brennan Rice. It's a crowded room of talent there, but you got to think these two are the top two being deployed there, and I want a piece of that offense. So give me both of them, quite frankly. My third receiver, not as high profile as these guys. So this is a guy that's transferred up from UTEP to Arizona, and that's wide receiver Jacob Cowing. And when I talk about Jacob Cowing, it is just speed, speed, speed. This guy has elite speed. He's a big, big play threat, both deep and after the catch. He's just always open and ready to make a play. He's 5'11", 170. Last year at UTEP, 69 catches, 1,354 receiving yards, and 7 touchdowns. Also carried the ball 4 times for 75 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. So very productive at UTEP. We'll see how that translates up to Arizona. So moving on to my tight end, we're going to go to the tight end factory that is Stanford, and I'm going to go with Ben Urosek. 6'5", 235 last year, 43 catches, 658 receiving yards, and 3 touchdowns. He excels in contested catch situations. He's a good high pointer of the football, and he should be a red zone threat. And he's from Stanford. I mean, come on now. Stanford's kind of a low-key tight end factory. You know, recently they've given us Zach Ertz, Austin Hooper, Dalton Schultz. They are putting these guys in the league for us, and Urosek is the next in line. So moving on to my flexes. Both of my flexes are going to be kind of unproven wide receivers where I just love the talent. Let's start off with my first one. That's going to be Jalen McMillan, wide receiver from Washington. 6'1", 180, 39 catches, 470 yards, 3 touchdowns last year. He's got good size. He's got elite speed. He showed great separation ability and a massive catch radius in high school. I was really excited about him as a recruit. Hasn't really put it together in college yet, but hopefully this is the year. It's his third year there. You know, I expect a huge year from Jalen McMillan. I'm not excited about Michael Penix being named the starting quarterback there, but nonetheless, Jalen McMillan should be the top target there, and I expect him to finally put together a nice statistical season for us to match that talent. So my next flex is going to be Troy Franklin, wide receiver from Oregon. He's a year younger than McMillan, but kind of in the same boat. A high school prospect that I loved, explosive, great hands, no wasted time into his routes, versatile. 6'2", 170 pounds. Last year, just 18 catches for 209 yards and two receiving touchdowns. They've had Bo Nix transfer in. They got the Dante Moore, the five-star, committed in the next class. So he should have good quarterback play the next couple of years there at Oregon. I expect a big leap up for Troy Franklin. So some honorable mentions. Both are going to be quarterbacks. One I love, one I don't love so much. The one I don't love is getting quite a bit of NFL draft buzz, so we got to talk about him. But the one that I love is Cameron Rising, quarterback of Utah. So 6'2", 220 pounds. Last year, 63.8 completion percentage, 2,493 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's a QB rating of 146.7. 74 carries for 499 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. So this is a dual threat guy. He's got a rocket for an arm. He's an improviser. And, man, this guy is just a gritty gamer. You love watching him play football. The next honorable mention is going to be Tanner McKee, quarterback at Stanford. And like I said, this is a guy I'm not a big a fan of, but he is getting some serious NFL draft buzz that he could even be a first rounder. He's got a huge frame and a big arm to match. I mean, this guy is 6'6", 230 pounds. Last year, 65.4% completion percentage, 2,320 passing yards, 15 touchdowns, 7 picks. That's a QB rating of 138.7. So really not blowing it up statistically. I don't like what I see on film from him. He's just a big guy. But again, I'm not a huge film guy. The guys that are, you know, drafting to these guys in the NFL probably know better than I do. So maybe I should take another look. But, it, you know, just so the listeners know, this guy is getting some NFL draft buzz. Check him out, Tanner McKee. So my freshman fire for the Pac-12. We're going to Arizona for both of them. And that sounds kind of crazy. Arizona's been a bad program lately. But, man, they brought in quite the class last year. And these guys are going to contribute early because the team's not so good. So let's go ahead and dive into both of these guys at Arizona. My first one is Tetairoa McMillan. So Tet, T-Mac, whatever you want to call him. He's got kind of a difficult first name, but this guy is a stud. 6'4", 185 pounds, four-star, number 5 ranked wide receiver in the country. And he is starting as a true freshman opposite Jacob Cowing. So you got to love that. He's in for an early breakout age. And, you know, sign me up for that. That's something we're still going to be excited about a couple years from now when he's going into the NFL. I'm ready for that early production. Another guy there, Kean Burnett, tight end at Arizona. Again, he's in for some early production as well. He scored 2 touchdowns in their spring game. He's 6'4", 225 pounds. He was a 4-star coming out of high school as well, number 7 ranked tight end in the country. And he appears that he's going to be featured as a red zone weapon for Arizona this year if the spring game is any indication of that. And he actually went to the same high school as McMillan. So both of these guys come from the same high school, and they had another stud at that high school as well, and that's the quarterback, Noah Fifita, I believe, and he is also going to Arizona. So all three of these tight end, high school teammates are all going to Arizona, and they all look to be contributing early, at least the two that I highlighted here, McMillan and Burnett. Fifita will have to wait his turn behind Jaden Delora, but the skill players here going to Arizona I am excited about. So just to recap my team, starting from the top, my two quarterbacks are Caleb Williams at USC, Cameron Ward at Washington State. My running backs are Zach Charbonnet at UCLA, Tavion Thomas at Utah. My wide receivers are Jordan Addison at USC, Mario Williams at USC, and Jacob Cowing at Arizona. My tight end is Ben Jurasek at Stanford. My flexes are Jalen McMillan, wide receiver Washington, and Troy Franklin, wide receiver Oregon. My honorable mentions were Cameron Rising, quarterback Utah, and Tanner McKee, quarterback Stanford. And my freshman fire was Tetairoa McMillan, wide receiver Arizona, and Kean Burnett, tight end Arizona. So that's all I've got for today, guys. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel at The Fantasy Authority. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_authority and find me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. Catch y'all next time.
I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to tulip. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority, the Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Check the time. Waiting is waiting you down, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.